What's the best activity to do while day drinking other than smoking cigarettes? Well, that's an easy question to answer. It's driving.
So you're feeling depressed. Maybe it started slowly. That familiar weight settling in your chest, the world losing its color, motivation disappearing like your will to do laundry. What do you do? If you're a man, according to literally every mental health resource on the planet, you should talk about your feelings, go to therapy, practice mindfulness, and build a support network. And if you're like most men, you'll do absolutely none of those things. Instead, you'll develop the Male Depression Survival Kit. Let's walk through how men actually deal with depression, not how we're supposed to deal with it. First up, suddenly becoming a gym obsessive. Nothing says, I'm having an existential crisis, quite like deciding you need to deadlift twice your body weight. This happens overnight too. One day you're a normal person, the next day you're meal prepping chicken and rice for the week and taking mirror selfies with captions about, the grind never stops. The gym becomes your therapist, your social life, and your personality all at once. You can't tell if those are tears of emotional pain or just the natural result of trying to bench press your feelings into submission. Either way, you're getting endorphins and an excuse to buy protein powder that costs more than your grocery budget. Then there's the hobby nuclear option. When depression hits, men don't just pick up new interests. We dive headfirst into bizarrely specific obsessions. Suddenly, you're the guy who knows everything about vintage synthesizers, or you're spending your rent money on mechanical keyboards, or you've decided that what your life really needs is to learn how to make artisanal hot sauce from scratch. Your friends watch in real time as you become insufferable about coffee beans. The hobby becomes your entire identity, because at least it's something to focus on when your brain decides that everything else is meaningless. The most common response has to be productive procrastination. Can't deal with your emotions? Time to reorganize your entire Spotify playlist by genre, mood, and year. Existential dread got you down? Let's deep clean your room at 3 a.m. This is actually pretty smart psychological self-medication. When depression makes everything feel pointless, completing small tasks gives you tiny hits of accomplishment. The problem is when you start avoiding actual important stuff to color code your notes app. You'll have the most organized depression cave in history, but you still haven't figured out why you need a depression cave. Social withdrawal, but make it sound intentional. Men don't isolate. We just suddenly become really interested in self-improvement and focusing on ourselves. We stop responding to group chats not because we're depressed, but because we're taking a break from social media. We decline hangouts not because we can't handle being around people, but because we're working on personal projects. This one's dangerous because some alone time can be healthy, but we're masters at turning healthy boundaries into emotional bunkers. You'll convince yourself that not talking to your friends for 3 weeks is just you being low maintenance while they're in the group chat wondering if you died. Then there's the research rabbit hole method. Can't figure out why you feel terrible. Time to become an expert in everything tangentially related to feeling terrible. You'll spend hours reading about productivity systems, philosophy, nutrition science, sleep optimization, and meditation techniques. You'll know more about dopamine than most psychology students, but you still won't actually try any of the solutions you've researched. This feels productive because you're learning things, but really you're avoiding the actual work of addressing your mental health. You'll have 17 YouTube videos saved about different types of therapy, but you won't actually reach out to anyone. The work obsession gets you the most praise from adults. Feeling empty inside? Time to become the guy who's always busy with something. Can't deal with your personal life? Perfect. Let's make productivity your entire personality. The problem is that staying busy becomes both your distraction and your identity. You're not avoiding your problems. You're just too focused on grinding to have problems. Until you burn out, realize that being productive doesn't actually fill the void, and find yourself more depressed than when you started, but now with a really impressive resume. Here's the thing about all these coping mechanisms. Some of them actually work, at least partially. Exercise does help with depression. Hobbies can provide meaning and structure. Creative expression is therapeutic. The The problem is that we use them as replacements for addressing the underlying issues, not as additions to proper mental health care. The real issue isn't that men cope with depression badly. It's that we've been taught to cope with it alone. We've internalized the idea that getting help is weakness, that talking about feelings is cringe, that real men just push through whatever they're dealing with. So yes, go ahead and reorganize your entire camera roll at 2 a.m. Start that music project. Get really into making your own everything, but maybe also consider that talking to someone, whether it's a friend, a therapist, or just acknowledging out loud that you're going through something, might make all those other coping mechanisms work even better.